Are Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Prosecutors say they have new evidence, and so they've dropped manslaughter charges against actor-producer Alec Baldwin for the fatal shooting on a movie set a year and a half ago. New Mexico prosecutor Carrie Morrissey says charges could be refiled.
Having dismissed the charges currently against Mr. Baldwin, we want to get some guidance from the court in terms of our current time limits.
Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed. Director Joel Souza wounded. Baldwin has said he thought the gun was loaded with blanks and didn't pull the trigger. A weapons supervisor still faces charges. That trial due in August. The Supreme Court is expected to rule today or tonight on the availability of an abortion pill that's been available for decades. CBS's Willie James Inman.
A small group of anti-abortion demonstrators gathered outside the Supreme Court as justices weigh whether to keep a commonly used abortion pill available nationwide.
We're here because we care about the outcome of this decision.
Earlier this month, Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, a Trump appointee, blocked the FDA's approval of mifepristone, pulling one of two drugs used in medication abortions from the market. An appeals court later voted the FDA's approval of the pill should stand, but imposed tighter rules on how the drug is prescribed and dispensed.
Violence in Sudan is making it a much more dangerous place, and the U.S. military says it will help some, but not all, Americans get out. CBS's David Martin.
The U.S. is making it very clear that it is only planning to evacuate the several dozen American diplomats stationed in Khartoum. It is not planning to evacuate the several hundred American citizens who live in and work in Khartoum.
On this day before Earth Day, President Biden announces a new White House Office of Environmental Justice to help underserved communities.
We're going to coordinate. They will coordinate all our efforts across government to make sure we're delivering the greatest possible benefits to people's lives.
The betting rules for NFL players are pretty strict, but apparently some didn't get the message.
Two players from the Detroit Lions, wide receivers Jameson Williams and Stanley Berryhill, have been suspended for 6 games for betting on non-NFL games from an NFL facility. Lions wide receiver Quintez Cephus and safety C.J. Moore have been suspended through at least the end of the 2023 season, as has Washington Commanders defensive end Shaka Tony. The league says Cephus, Moore, and Tony bet on NFL games in the 2022 season. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 22 points. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, April 24th. In Wood County, the Wisconsin Rapids School District will hold their Board of Education organizational meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. at the board office on Peach Street. In Portage County, the Finance Committee will meet at 4 p.m. and the Judicial General Government Committee will meet at 5:30. The Stevens Point Historic Preservation Design Review Commission will meet at 5 p.m. in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. Among other business, they will discuss establishing guidelines for the painting of murals on historic properties. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Adams County Library. This Saturday, April 22nd, the McMillan Memorial Library will hold a type-in event in the All-Purpose Room. Reacquaint yourself with the joy of typing on a typewriter from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring your own or try one on display. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mixed precipitation possible at times, tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 31, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely, daytime highs approaching 44. Mainly cloudy, tomorrow night, lows around 28.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
About to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the Happier Happy Hour. Rolling into it, Tom. Had a little fun with the audience, especially a few of our new and old rural friends, or at least those with rural roots, let's just say. But this hour, I want to switch it up, Tom. This hour is for the City Slickers.
All right.
Did I also mention I got 4 tickets to give away to, I believe it's Monday's Brewers game. We got 4 tickets for Monday night's Brewers game against the Detroit Tigers. And yeah. I got to tell a little story on you, my little friend. Welcome back, Dom. Welcome back, Ebo.
Hey, happy Friday, Crudy. Great to be with you all. We're going to talk about the City Slickers. In the last hour, lamenting the fact that someone shook a fist at you and said, you don't pay enough attention to rural issues, and I still have yet to hear one rural issue brought up by you, the fist shaker,
gun
or
control,
our audience, that we have not talked about.
Well, we're talking about, I was accused,
we were accused. Nobody accused me of anything.
Talking about mass transit, which you then promptly made me a liar, because I said, we never talk about that, and then you did. Mostly in regards to, you know, you're gallivanting in Europe and riding the bullet trains. And the gun control, which I don't think we ever used that term, but certainly we have talked at least a few times often about some measure of, let's say, assault weapons ban or whatever.
Yeah, gun safety legislation, yes. But I guess I'm unclear. Is it the fact that we do or do not address guns and, you know, mass slayings and mass shootings? I mean, what specifically was the issue? That nobody cares in rural areas about, you know, guns and suicides and mass shootings? I mean, I just don't know that that's the case.
I think the accusation, Dom, is we don't play on Main Street, rural Wisconsin, like we do amongst the City Slickers in Madison and Milwaukee. And of
but
course,
I'm questioning why that would be. I still haven't heard one thing. I mean, okay, so the guns, what? So it was it your impression that the fist shaker said to you that do not talk about gun safety legislation, do not talk about mass shootings, do not talk about automatic weapons? What's the issue?
Well, I have mentioned there have been multiple rural Wisconsin conversations because, you know, once I get on a topic, Dom, you know, I start beating that dead horse. But I
had other conversations, you know, triggered from the first one. The first one was extensive. The other one's less so. But one of the people that was, you know, talking and saying, you know, so many of your hosts, like you, Crudy, originating here on WMDX in Madison, or you, Dominic, originating from Milwaukee, our nearest stick, of course, WAUK, 540 AM. But what do you damn city slickers know about rural issues? That was the accusation leveled. And you guys talk about things like mass transit. We don't have that in north central Wisconsin. Well, that's literal. They don't have mass transit. And we don't want to hear your talks about gun control. Those were two specific issues. But they were two, at least two separate conversations I had.
Gotcha.
So it's not one guy. I don't want you to go, I worked on a farm to the one guy
See,
I talked
man,
to.
See, man, I'm telling you.
I know you worked on a farm. But Dom, here's the story.
All right, all right.
And, you know, this one's getting a little dated, too. I got my first tattoo with you.
Yes.
I've only got two. You've got several. But we got our first ones together, did we not?
Yes,
it was nearing our respective birthdays, our birthday weekend. And I was turning 29, and I believe you were turning 28. So that was a while ago. Feels like
wow,
like yesterday, but it was a while ago. And I got some asinine tattoo I picked up off the wall because it wasn't really about what it was to me. It was about just like, I remember when I was a cool kid at 29. I still remember. It seems recent, but it's farther and farther.
Yeah, not really.
And you, Dom, what did you get tattooed on your arm?
I got my Detroit D tattoo. I just moved back from Michigan prior to that.
Now, last hour, you were claiming freaking Hortonville last hour. Oh, cool.
Just for the record, that's Stevensville, and it's in between Hortonville and Shiocton, outside of Greenville, outside of Appleton. All right, so that's where we're talking about. I've lived in lots of different places, Crudy. Some city, some rural. Yeah, I believe, again, that I have the experience. I have the knowledge to discuss issues that affect people in the city and affect people in the rural areas, because most of the issues we discuss affect everybody.
844-967-2789. This guy's ineligible for free tickets because it's our buddy Earl Ingram. Earl, I referenced you earlier, man. I gave you credit on the air. Your name's been invoked, so you go to top of the call list.
Well, you know, man. Hey, what's going on, Dominic?
Hey, how you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
So I kind of reached out to the rural callers because I, too, like the both of you, I try to talk and include rural callers, and somehow...
Earl, let me interrupt. For those unfamiliar, Earl Ingram, the man we're speaking to, one of the fine hosts here. He's the host of the Earl Ingram Show. It plays out on WAUK. It plays out in Green Bay on WGBW. And it plays out on WISS, our Brewers flagship station. Earl, I don't know if you know, but we got four Brewers against the Detroit Tigers tickets to give away this hour, but you're not eligible. But please continue.
Oh, man. Let me know the next time I'm eligible.
Earl, you know, I gave you credit for educating me about some of what happened in the city of Milwaukee that I was blissfully unaware of, like the housing marches, Earl. And I literally learned about that, and I swear, it was what you and Dom produced. You guys went on a bus and drove around some of the historical sites from 50 years ago, from 1968, I believe it was, Earl. And I learned. It was some of the most compelling radio I've ever heard, Earl, because you taught me a whole history of discrimination and redlining and people standing up for their rights for hundreds of days in a row, and it was a history I'd never heard coming out of Milwaukee, Earl.
You know, Crudy and Dominic, I was telling people, you gave me an opportunity, Crudy. I had really never been outside of Madison and Milwaukee, and I hadn't been across the state. And hadn't been around, had an opportunity to talk to different people from across the state. I was ignorant to people from across the state because I lived in my Milwaukee bubble. But you gave me an opportunity through, you know, your
opportunity.
Radio station.
I kicked your ass out of the nest and said, hey, man, Wisconsin Grassroots Networks have a little event going on in Wausau. Earl, you ever left Milwaukee County? And you said, barely. I said, you're going to Wausau.
No, when, so
you went of your own volition, I tease.
Yeah, but I got to see other people and see different things and different aspects. And so when I hear a lot from rural parts of the state, and they seem, some people seem to think that the city of Milwaukee is getting all the resources and at the expense of rural areas, and maybe I should, if I can get access to some of the rural people and take them to certain parts of Milwaukee, they'll see that Milwaukee's not getting all the resources.
But, Earl, you know part of that narrative is, A, they don't come to Bronzeville. They don't come to the part of Milwaukee that you would hope to show them. That's not where the tourists go to. They maybe go to the Fiserv, and they go stay at the Pfister. Yes. They go to the waterfront, right? Or they go down to Water Street and have some drinks. That's the tourist Milwaukee experience. Every town has their tourist experience. Earl, I have learned a little something. I mean, there's a lot of people that care about their city, but there's also a lot of blighted parts in the city of Milwaukee. It's damn poor in certain parts, is it not, Earl?
Well, you know, Crudy, and Dom, as Dom well knows, a mile from Pfizer Forum, you know, people die every night, and there's a horrible, horrible reality. As people struggle because they don't have decent jobs, they don't have decent houses, and crime is really high. And so, you know, there are parts of Milwaukee that is really dangerous for even a person like me. But all I want to say to people in rural Wisconsin is, because they used to be Democrats, and when I talk with many of them, the reason that they say they change from Democrats to Republicans is because Democrats have chosen to leave them out and then focus on people in urban centers. And Crudy and Dominic, that's just not the truth. And the more I think we can have dialogue and conversation with people from the rural areas, they'll realize that we're all in the same boat, man. Mm-hmm. You know, people are struggling. The people in the city want the same thing that the people in the rural areas want. They want decent housing. They want decent food. They want safety, and they want good schools. So, I mean, we shouldn't be so far apart, man. We're fighting for the same battle.
Earl.
Earl.
You are a hell of a host and a hell of a human being, man. I love what you do, and I love the advocacy you do for your city each and every day on the airwaves, 8 to 11 a.m., the Earl Ingram Show, especially Monday mornings when you get our favorite former Hall of Fame Packer, Gilbert Brown, the gravedigger. Sometimes I screw it up, and he's a big guy, man. He's still whooped my ass, Earl, so I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you, guys. I'm listening to you every day, so thank you.
Well, you Thanks, are Earl. Quite welcome.
Appreciate it, man.
Consider listening every day to the Earl Ingram Show, 8 to 11, especially those of you in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Oshkosh, worldwide on the Civic Media app. And this hour, City Slickers, welcome. We're taking your phone calls and perhaps giving you some tickets to the Brewers and Detroit Tigers. Dom's got the tattoo and everything. Name three Detroit Tigers players rapidly,
Kirk
Dom.
Gibson, Cecil Cooper.
Cecil Cooper's a Brewer, you...
Replace your worn-out wiper blades and see the road better with help from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Old rewards members get 4x points and receive a $5 reward with purchase. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you're in the market for a car that's as powerful as it is beautiful, check out the all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya. Nissan's most powerful EV ever. Available in 389 horsepower with an elegant, spacious interior and innovative tech. The EV is stunningly powerful, offering the best of both worlds. A smooth, quiet ride with thrilling sensations. Head to Nissan.com for more information. 2023 Ariya has limited availability. Contact your local dealer for inventory information.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Don't stop believing. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Cecil Fielder, I was trying to think. Not Cooper. Fielder.
That's no,
Prince,
two.
Prince's old man.
That's two.
Ty Cobb. I had to Google it, man. I haven't followed baseball in a while. I got the Detroit D tattoo because I love Detroit, baby.
I could probably still enumerate the starting lineup of the World Series runner-up 1982 Milwaukee Brewers and probably name the starting rotation and
yeah,
most of the bullpen.
So okay,
I get it. Rally fingers at the end of
man. Congratulations, you're a sports nerd. You probably collected cards.
I am a Wisconsinite.
Come on. No, you're beyond that, man. I mean, didn't you go to school? Didn't you want to be a sports broadcaster? I mean, did you not have a college call-in sports show? Sports Talk Live.
Maybe, but yeah. My real ambition was to talk smack with you every day on the radio about politics.
Congratulations.
844-967-2789. You can win some Brewer tickets given away courtesy of our Brewer flagship, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. You can listen tonight, but you can win tickets to Monday night's game against the Detroit Tigers. I got four, and I especially am favoring the City Slickers. L.A. Tom, you got out of rural Wisconsin. You live in the biggest city on the leftist coast. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Tom.
I'm doing great, guys. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. That includes all of us. Second, I grew up in a town of 2,000 in Wisconsin, and
that's Durand, Tom.
What it was?
Not trying
Durand,
to
yeah.
besmirch your heritage, but I know where you came from.
No, it's all good. I mean, one thing you have to understand about the rural communities is that it really is about family. A lot of family members live close to mom and dad.
Yeah.
A lot of it, Friday night is the football game. So that is kind of the place where, you know, people used to go all the time. My dad was a football coach there for 30 years, the head football coach in our town. And the thing is, it's what has changed, I think, is one, you've gotten a lot of farmers that have moved away from family farms. The next generation didn't want to do it. Two, the farmers have actually gone and hired Latinos now to do some of the farming for them, which, you know, they're real happy when they're paying them dirt wages. But then when these guys start wanting to start their own business or want to start their own farm or whatever, they get a little upset, and that's when you start getting that resentment. The idea that you know, everything was kind of local. And I think the reason why people have this resentment towards the city people is because in the rural areas, a person kind of does do it by themselves. They don't really get a lot of help, even though they're getting a lot of corporate welfare from, you know, from the government for the farming. But they still think of themselves as kind of on their own because they're not living right on top of each other. There's a lot of space in between different homes and things like that. And also, right-wing hate radio has really taken a hold in those smaller towns. You know, you have basically also what's happened with the farming is that the CAFOs have come in, which, you know, rural communities say they do not want Madison involved in the local areas, but yet you got these guys from Madison that came down to places like Eau Claire and Neillsville and or Kerryville and places like that, Eau Claire. And, you know, here they were basically taking over the local farms and making them CAFOs and the corporate farming. And it's really, really been a disaster. Also, what's been a big disaster for the rural area is everyone was very excited about the Walmarts and things like that. Like, you know, we had a downtown when I was young. That was very, very thriving. Of course, we still have a lot of bars there, so those still are doing okay. But for the most part, the Walmarts and places like in Menominee and Eau Claire have kind of taken the place of these small little places right in town. And people thought that that was a good and a cool thing because they thought they're more like a city than I think. But really, it's really hurt the actual local communities, because those people at the Walmarts and stuff, they're just sending their money to Arkansas or wherever their corporate headquarters is. They're not reinvesting that back into the community.
Tom, you'd be encouraged to know. Tom, let me interrupt for just a minute. You'd be encouraged to know here in the state of Wisconsin, the bounce back grants. I think it's the greatest thing that Governor Tony Evers has done, making investments in main streets all across the state of Wisconsin. I mean, they are bouncing back, Tom. You're right. Walmart killed Main Street. And the bounce back grants, these small grants given to different little companies for opening up a going and filling a vacancy on Main Street, literally in their hometown. Tom, it has put a new lifeblood in small towns, well, small so business in the state of Wisconsin. It truly has. Let me ask you, sir. I pulled up the conference records of the Middle Badger Conference. What year did you graduate, Tom?
1989.
Oh, the last year, the undefeated Durand, were they the Panthers, Tom? 6-0 that year.
The Durand Panthers, yep.
6-0. You went out a champ, Tom.
I played in the Shrine Game. I was, I had a lot of accolades there, so it was good. Yeah,
that's awesome, Tom.
But one thing I would say also, Crudy, that's happened is that in Wisconsin, education has always been really number one. And what's happened is you had Scott Walker come in and he put down education in a negative way, and the teachers and people like this were kind of thought of, he made them like they were the elitists over the people that didn't go to school.
Yeah.
And he divided and conquered that state really well that way. And that's where you had people, and then you had Fox, and you had right-wing hate radio that was just there to support everything that they were trying to do, which was actually have a lot of hatred towards their own neighbors.
Tom, don't believe it, man. Civic media is going to change all that. The Devil's Advocates, we're doing our damnedest. Don't shake a fist. Call 844-967-2789. We got Brewers tickets for you city slickers. Don't stop
believing. WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. South Point Restaurant in Stevens Point is open for their first weekend of 24-hour service. They are now accepting credit cards. They have beer battered and baked fish today for their Friday fish fry. The seasonal weight restrictions for Wood County highways west of the Wisconsin River will be lifted starting Monday, April 24th. The restrictions remain in place until the signs are removed. Thousands of daycare centers in Wisconsin are in jeopardy, and families may soon see their child care costs go up. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families says funding for the Child Care Counts Stabilization Payment Program is expected to be cut in half soon. Officials say there's much less federal pandemic relief money to work with. The program keeps 3,000 child daycare centers in Wisconsin in business. In sports, the Brewers host Boston tonight. Freddy Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mixed precipitation possible at times, tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 31, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely, daytime highs approaching 44. Mainly cloudy, tomorrow night, lows around 28. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
In the state of Wisconsin. Why? Tell us why. And I mean that in sincerity. I'm not being derisive. Tell me why. Because I don't currently live there. You know, I like being close to the hustle and bustle. Given my option, you know, I know John Cougar Mellencamp likes the small town. I prefer to be close to a city. Now, I don't have to live in the city, but we chose to do that when our kids were young so they could walk to school. But as soon as they're done, as soon as they got that last one out the door, I could see living a little quieter, a little farther out. Property taxes might be a little bit less. Life could be a little bit slower. You know, sort of nostalgic. Norman Rockwell-ish.
Yeah, that's what I think about you out in the country. More like Green Acres, man. What are you talking about?
I would be Zaza, would I not, in that analogy? 844. I have no calluses. That's the problem. Really, I don't even have good work boots at this stage of my life.
No.
844-967-2789. Drew from Marshall. Welcome, Drew.
Hey, Drew.
Good afternoon. Hey, I'm a newfound city slicker. I moved to the big city of Watertown just recently. So
from Marshall? So you moved down the road a bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
And how big's city. Watertown? Amy called in, and I don't know which is she. Assume you are in the city of Watertown, Drew. Approximately, what is the population there?
About 20,000.
Oh, not bad. So small city, but city nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I was thinking about was the difference is that some of the like national hosts and that, when you talk about, I mean, this is pretty red out here. Abortion is a hot issue, and they don't like it, don't want people to have one. But what they really resent is that some of like the national things, they're almost celebrating an abortion. You know, you can't be for, you know. I think we frame it wrong. It should be more of a rights issue or mind your own business issue instead of celebrating that we can all go get abortions, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of the abortion. I also had the misfortune of listening to Sean Hannity the other night for just 2 minutes, and he's totally flipping his script on, oh, we're going to change our thing on the abortion issue. Yeah, maybe 12 weeks. Who knows? Fetuses could be viable at 12 weeks in the medical miracle, you know? And I wish I could have talked to him and told him he is so full of crap that it's just ridiculous. 1 year ago, my daughter had wanted pregnancy, 23 weeks. Doctors decided she had to deliver now or never, and the poor guy lived 18 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Sean Hannity, 23 weeks, and his heart wasn't developed enough to stay alive. So 12 weeks, my eye. So, Sean, and also, what if the Wisconsin 1849 law is in effect? They would have sentenced my daughter to death, too, with that nonsense. So I think it should be just, I think Clinton had the right idea. Safe, rare, and legal for abortion. Don't celebrate it. Make it a rights thing. My right. I mean, look at those. Everything's a gun right, but, you know, nobody.
Yeah, right.
Personal right. Nope, we're going to take them away. So that's about all I got.
Hey, Drew, you want some tickets? Could you use tickets to the Brewers on Monday night?
I would.
Hold tight. Ebone will get the info from you, and we'll transmit some tickets to you, courtesy of our flagship station, which you can hear in Watertown, WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, and also in southwestern Wisconsin, in the slightly more rural areas, you can hear us on 1450 AM and 107.7 FM, our Brewers flagship in southwestern Wisconsin, WRCE. Keep listening to the Brewers. They're red hot, and we love that we can provide them for you and tickets. It's a win-win.
Thanks for the call, Drew. Great points. And again, healthcare being an issue, abortion obviously a very important and divisive issue. And I'm not clear that, you know, celebration of abortion, that's not at all what it is. A celebration of a woman to make their own determination between her and her doctor, that's I celebrate absolutely. As everybody should. And it's not that abortions don't happen. It's just that, you know, now you don't have to travel to Europe and spend the summer away. Because if you have the resources, you're going to get what you want at the end of the day. Hell, this is America, baby. But if you don't, if you're poor urban, poor, rural, you know, maybe you don't have those options. And maybe it's the way that, and again, let's be frank. In my opinion, a lot of church steeples, steeples out around country. You know what I mean? Or in the countryside, lots of churches. And it's not just the right wing talk radio; it's also the religious talk radio that preach what they preach. And they're getting very close in some places, crossing over the line, talking politics in those churches. But that's also a big influence, and I don't you don't get a lot of pushback because people are uncomfortable talking about their faith, uncomfortable talking about the abortion issues, uncomfortable talking about rape and incest. But this is the reality. I mean, this is humanity. This is what we live in. These are things that need to be addressed, be it around the kitchen table or on the radio. There are different perspectives and other sides to lots of issues. 844-967-2789.
Real quick, Dom, it might surprise you to know, actually, urban landscapes tend to have a higher density of the religious. The African-American churches, especially in Milwaukee, very powerful. Souls to the polls. They are a voting bloc. They are a more conservative bloc than some might think because there is a real embrace of religion in the African-American community. And it's not homogenous. No community is. Just like every rural Wisconsinite doesn't go to the Baptist church down the road. But it's surprising to me, and I saw these statistics last night presented, actually urban Wisconsinites more religious because of the black churches. 844. Yeah. 844.
As a percentage of the population, because I'm kind of doubting that.
That is absolutely true. Then rural Wisconsinites as the contrast. And I wouldn't have guessed that either. I got the slides. 844-967.
You need to show me the slides.
2789. You question the source? You question the veracity?
I'm just telling you, man. As a numeric, as a percentage of the population, urban areas are more religious, more prone to go to religious services than rural areas, is your position.
Yes, because of the strength of the African-American churches, primarily in Milwaukee. But yes, numerically, as it was presented to me statistically in a lecture that you did not attend last night, Tom, I took notes and snapped the slides, and that's what they said. 844-967-2789. Jim from Appleton. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Another fine little city
you
heard from.
Yeah, it's a fine little city. I had an interesting upbringing when I was a young man. I would winter in Nina, which is where I went to high school, and I would summer up in Rhinelander, which is considered pretty rural.
It is.
Up there in Rhinelander.
Jimmy, ever been to Oatmeal Lake?
Oatmeal Lake.
Just north of Rhinelander. Oatmeal Lake. It's a private lake just outside of Rhinelander. I did my first drinking, smoking, a lot of sinning, camping out at Oatmeal Lake.
No, I haven't been to Oatmeal Lake. I've been to Crystal Lake, which is outside of Rhinelander, and Lake Emma, which is just outside of Rhinelander, and they're both private lakes, and they were a lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, summers in Rhinelander were fun. And I did do work on the farm, so yeah, I baled hay, and no, that is not fun. Anyway, I hate to contradict Earl. He's a wonderful host. I listen to his show a lot of days. But the people up north, yeah, they were Democrats for a little while, but what they really were is Eisenhower Republicans, which in modern translation, there are no Eisenhower Republicans anymore in the room.
Yeah. Now, well, it used to be Dave Obie for 32 years. We had a Democratic congressman from the North Woods forever, sir.
God, he kept Highway 51 under construction forever.
Bringing home the bacon, wasn't he, Jim?
See, no one likes the orange cones, Jim. That's something we can all agree on, regardless of where we're at.
No one likes the orange cones, but you sure can fly through Wausau now if you want to.
Right.
Jim, appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. Rural, urban, or wherever Dom lives, join us on the Devil's Advocates. We want to hear your stories, kind of compare notes. And apparently Earl's got it wrong. Some say that about me, though, Dom, and I think they're wrong. Mike from Cedarburg, welcome, sir.
Hi, Mike.
I'm going to date myself. You guys are talking about the 82 Brewers World Series. Let's talk about the 57 Braves.
Oh, man, see, I can go there from historical context, Mike, because that precedes my birth. But do you know the starting lineup? Who were the starters in the 57 series?
Third base was Eddie Matthews, Hall of Famer. Shortstop was Johnny Logan. Second base was Red Shadies. First base would have been Joe Axon, except he got hurt. They had Frank Torrey. Catcher was, of course, Del Crandall. The pitchers were Lou Burdett and Warren Spahn and Bob Buell. The outfield was Russ Covington in left, Billy Bruton in center, and Hank Aaron in right.
Man, what a powerhouse lineup. Mike, you going to the Brewers game on Monday night? You want tickets, Michael? Because if you know the whole Braves lineup, man, you are a fan. You want to go Monday night?
I'd like to. Unfortunately, I'll be out of town Monday.
Well, you keep calling us when we're giving away Brewers tickets. We'll get you some, man. That is amazing. But what was your point? I'm sorry to interrupt.
That was even before you and Dom figured out the alcoholic miles in Lacrosse, 3rd and 4th Street.
You ever go down to Birdie's and get a blast off and watch the guy play the bottles?
I haven't been in Lacrosse in quite a few years, but I remember it well.
Yeah, I don't know if...
Through a drunken haze.
That is...
I think they lead the state in beer sales per capita.
Mike, I don't know if this is true. I'm going to tell a story on Lacrosse. I had a friend, Ron. He and I worked together. And Ron had a little snippet of an article from like a 1976 Playboy magazine. And it was ranking the collegiate party towns in America. And apparently at that time, they put a little sidebar and said, we did not rank the University of Wisconsin Lacrosse because we didn't want to put the professionals in with the amateurs.
Nice.
I mean, I know that Lacrosse, 3rd and 4th Street, had the most bars per capita of any city in America, I believe. Perhaps this side of Watertown. Mike, you're a hell of a baseball fan. We're going to get you some tickets someday. Our buddy Pizza Box, Mike, he's a host on this fine station. You ain't eligible, but you got a show coming up at 7 outside the Pizza Box. How you doing, Michael?
What's happening, Mike?
Hey, you know, I know something about rural and urban, right? You know, I've been everywhere, especially in Wisconsin. But I was also in Michigan this week. I decided I'd go there, you know, the 19th and 20th and see, you know, there's talk to people and their social issues. And I can tell you something. They didn't turn blue by coincidence. They turned blue and people stopped fighting when they legalized marijuana and became the number one seller in the Midwest.
Oh, man. Why are you rubbing that into us, Michael?
It's so true.
Buddy, have a great show outside the Pizza Box. Stick around for that. We've got one last segment and some Brewers tickets to give away. So come back. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Lincoln High School Theater and Music Departments present Nickelodeon's The SpongeBob Musical. Performances will be taking place Thursday, April 27th at 6:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, April 30th at 2 p.m. All performances will be at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. Tickets are $15, students with ID, $10. The Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk for Child Abuse Prevention will be happening Saturday, April 29th at 9 a.m. in Wisconsin Rapids at the Centralia Center. Registration for the event can be found on runtherapids.itsyourrace.com.
Friends come in all shapes and sizes. Pet of the Week is brought to you by TJ's Auto and Collision Center and the Southwood County Humane Society. Whether your passenger is a St. Bernard, German Shepherd, Beagle, or a Maine Coon Cat, TJ's Auto can find you the perfect ride to fit your needs. From the moment you step onto the lot, you'll notice TJ's Auto pays great attention to detail, dedicated to enhancing every aspect of the customer experience. From your initial visit to long after you purchase the car that perfectly fit your family's needs. TJ Auto, Highway 73, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday. And don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Brewers, first pitch a little after 7 o'clock tonight. They might be sneaking to the pregame show shortly after this segment. And we gave away some Boston tickets, but we got Tigers tickets for Monday night. And I'm giving away two this segment to some lucky caller. It ain't you, CJ. We'll see if you can get in. I bet we got better callers than CJ. Go ahead.
844-967-2789. Some political breaking news. Washington Post is reporting that the Supreme Court retains access to key abortion drug as appeal proceeds.
Mifepristone.
Will remain full access now while this thing is in appeal.
Awesome. Thank you for breaking it. 844-967-2789. I got to give away some Brewer tickets. Bill from Madison, be cool. You might win them.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, I was actually calling in on something else, but on your whole urban versus rural growing up.
Yes, sir.
I was very privileged. I lived on the border of a place very familiar to Mr. Crude, I believe. And it was nice, you know, like, Friday night, you could be in the middle of the field drinking some nice old Milwaukee. And Saturday night, you could be downtown in the basement at some college party. It was a perfect mix of both.
Bill, you act like you know us, like we partied with you, bought some solo cups from you or something, man.
It's very possible. Very possible.
Oh. You don't have photos, do you, Bill?
No, yes. Thankfully, there was not cameras on every cell phone.
Oh, no kidding. You know, the part I would be sort of fondly reminisce is I used to have hair. I'd like to see some of those photos, Bill.
I don't know. They're probably old faded Polaroids by now.
Oh, all the Polaroids we've taken are somewhere in Dom's basement.
Yeah, I got them all. They're not many, but I got a few.
Appreciate the call, Bill. I wonder which Bill it is. I know a few Bills. 844-967-2789. Lynette calling in from Minnesota. How you doing, Lynette?
Hey, Lynette.
I'm doing good. I know I'm too far away for those tickets, so that's okay. I'm going to be moving anyway, so I'm kind of stressed out from that. But I wanted to weigh in also on the urban suburban. I grew up in the country, and it was nice, and it was quiet, and it was lovely, and I haven't been able to afford to have land to do it in my adult life, unfortunately. But, you know, you ever notice that the pro-life signs are out in the country where it's nice and quiet? And, you know, here's the thing that I don't understand is, so many people say, oh, I want every baby to be born. Oh, really? And you want to live in the country and you never want to have people around you. So how does that work? If every baby is born, there's kind of a population issue. Like, we already have an issue with more people than probably the planet can sustain. So you're going to add more to that. I mean, I don't understand. No one likes crowds or lines. And yet everybody wants every baby to be born. So how's that going to work?
Lynette, thank you for listening. And that was a great contribution. I, as part of this rural presentation I heard last night, polling on Wisconsin people that lived in the rural areas. And when they were asked, how do you want your hometown to look in 20 years? They said the same. I want it to look the same.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, some people, lots of people, are reluctant of change. They don't like the change.
I fear change.
They think they got a good beat on things and don't want to hear about what you have to say, Crudy. I get that. I think it's a visceral, natural reaction to lots and lots of people. Again, the humanity thing. I think, you know, that's how you grow as a human being, is you put yourself out there. You embrace the change. Otherwise, if nothing changes, then... You know, it seems kind of boring.
Let's try to stink a few more callers in. Probably not you, though, CJ, but keep holding. 844-967-2789. You know, if you're going to call, I'm going to tease. Rico from Rock County, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Rico.
Oh, he's doing good on a Friday night. Got you two guys back together, capping off my week. Hey, and you know what? I love the fact that Earl came on. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you guys. You're lucky Earl is such a humble man, because the greatest radio show ever, I'll tell you what, Earl puts on a hell of a show. I'm telling you that right now.
Be careful. You're about to get cut off, Rico.
No. I want to talk about the rural thing. Can I talk about the rural thing?
Yeah, real quick. Go ahead.
Coming up. Okay, I won't do that no more. You know my loyalty is. Hey, I want to talk about this rural thing real quick. There was a gal a few years back did a documentary. It was an excellent documentary. And she talked to Trump voters that had flipped after 16 that were flipped after that time. And there was a rural guy in the stage, or the crowd, I should say, that she was working with. There was like 8-10 of them. Anyway, his thing was, he said the Trump policies, Republican policies, had not allowed him to negotiate the price of his product. And I found that very strange for the party of less, government intervention, you know. And I'm thinking there might be some meat on the bones there, guys, policy-wise. I'm wondering if the way we touch these rural people, they're small business. Farmers are small businessmen. So there might be some meat right there on that bone right there.
Absolutely. Economics also a big issue goes across the board. Thank you for the call, Rico. Our pal Robert Pilot holding right now. Robert, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey,
today?
Robert.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Sounds great. Friday night, win twins.
Oh, come on, man. That attitude's never going to get you Brewers tickets. Not even when the Twinks are in town. No. Robert, aren't you supposed to be getting ready for a Native Roots radio show?
Yes, we are. We're all prepped. We got the Lieutenant Governor on and State Senator Mary Kunish and Wendy Pilot. So we're really excited. But
excellent.
I'm always listening to your show before when I'm setting up, and you guys rock and roll. And I love the Brewers, too. I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's good. Everyone's got to have a second favorite team. Robert, any thoughts about the rural-urban divide? I know you're up in Minneapolis, but we've talked about the fact we've got heavy indigenous populations in the state of Wisconsin, especially in Sawyer County. Very rural Wisconsin, 18% indigenous population. That's where our station, 910 AM WBZH, is in Hayward. Robert, I don't think most of our audience would have ever guessed almost 20% of one of the counties in Wisconsin is indigenous.
Wow. I think I'll move there because we have a big indigenous population in the Twin Cities. But just to touch base on what you're saying, it's like the farther you get away from the tall buildings, the scarier it gets here in Minnesota.
Why is that, Robert?
Where do you live, Robert? In the shadow of that big, ugly football stadium?
Oh, boycotted that one. But no, I live in St. Paul where we have big, tall buildings. So I'm just grateful that land can't vote out in the rural area. That's all. I'm
right.
Robert Pilot, he's definitely a city slicker. Rico, I got your number. I'm going to see if you're going to take these Brewer tickets for the Detroit game. Otherwise, we'll make sure to give them away. Don't forget, Native Roots Radio is next. And then, outside the Pizza Box with our boy Pizza Box Mike. Then I'll see you like next Thursday, man. The rest of you folks, I'll see you on the radio.
Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there. could say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248D.